What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Can you smell it? I smell Augusta. Augusty Likens here today on 96.5 The Fan. We have made it, baby. It is Masters Thursday. You guys can talk about whatever you want. I won't listen.
Who's playing today?
Where do I start?
Are any of the good golfers going to tee off?
Oberg, Scheffler, McIlroy, Spieth, Thomas, Matsuyama, Lee, Langer.
What about Nicholson?
He'll play.
Tiger.
Nope.
Jack.
You already said him.
Oh. Freddie Couples.
Off. Yep.
Arnold. He's dead.
He's just a beverage now.
Bad. Is John Daly playing in this thing?
No. He's not allowed.
He's not allowed.
No, well he's never won it, and he's not a he hasn't qualified.
But he sets up a trailer across the street still, right?
Yeah, there's a Hooters in Augusta.
Yeah, okay. So he'll be over there doing that.
I think
that.
They filed for bankruptcy and shut a lot of stores down, so who knows.
Well, I mean, it is Augusta. You got to get that one up and running for the Masters, I would imagine. I'm still wondering why he blocked me on Twitter. Like, I've never had any interaction with John Daly in my life.
You guys don't seem like you would get along. And that's not a shot at you. I'm just saying,
it could be a shot at him.
Yeah, that guy, props to him, because his golf game, he just stopped working at it. Now he's still great.
Mm-hmm.
He would break 100 at Augusta.
Yeah.
Which, that's wild how that story developed yesterday with Drew Nixon. Like, he's going to go play at a qualifying tournament for the Korn Ferry Tour to see what he shoots, to, gauge that. Between how he would shoot at Augusta.
That doesn't tell you anything. I mean,
well, it does.
It's like hitting a home run in Yankee Stadium, going, that'll be,
No, it tells you a lot, because the Korn Ferry is it's basically double A.
Right.
For golf.
Yeah.
And if you shoot a 91 at that course, which is Falcon Lakes or Fred Urbanus, which is right by my house, which is a monster of a course, from the tips in the conditions, if you were to shoot and Drew's a really good golfer. I'm not trying to shame Drew.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to shoot an 89 at a qualifying for Korn Ferry,
right,
you're not breaking 100 at Augusta. That would tell you right there. And his caddy?
I got you. Who's going to be? Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Let me tell you something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Tappy.
Yeah.
Caddy tap.
Oh, boy. Is Drew going to tap them in from the fringe then, too?
And I told Alex when we were leaving yesterday, he's like, dude, this is crazy. We got a guy from the Korn Ferry Tour that's going to talk to Cody to get Drew there. Speck's going to give him the day off, which... weird. I guess we got to do something better, guys, to get a day off, apparently.
Yeah, wow.
And I was like, Alex, does Cody know what it's like to be a caddy? He's like, what do you mean? I was like, he's like, tell him what to do, shot wise. I'm like, no, dude, if you're Cody's a caddy, you're just a hype man. Like, hey, you got this? Hey, little win from the south. Just, trust your club and be a positive enforcement. It's more so I brought my clubs in today because it's Masters. I got a putting green, got the putter. Bob's going to take a stroke here in a little bit to see if he makes it. Mac made his first putt of the day. Woo. I couldn't believe it. But dude, he's walking 18 with a bag on his back. Like Cody's in for a day, dude.
Cody's gonna have some sort of like injury afterwards.
You see Tim Kupp, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The guy with the TCU shirt. Yeah. He's like, all right, dude, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. It's hard to caddy, man.
It's tough, man. That's why you look at those caddies on the course. Look at their legs. I know that sounds weird. Look at those caddies' calves, man. They are, you won't see a lot of fat caddies out there, dude.
No, like, other than Fluff. Is he still around, by the way? Is he still Tiger's caddy?
No, Tiger's got a new caddy.
Oh. What happened to Fluff?
I don't know.
Is he dead?
You're always killing people, dude. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, Mac didn't know Arnold Palmer was dead. He's been dead for like 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's been gone for a while now, man. We lost Arnold, I mean, a long time ago.
We were naming golfers that weren't golfing. Yeah. Of course, I know he's dead.
Yeah, I know. No, that is probably the best beverage I think you can have.
The Arnold Palmer lemonade and iced tea.
I like McAllister's and get a 75-25 Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, I like an Arnold Palmer without the lemonade. Just give me a straight iced tea.
Just an Arnold?
Just an Arnold, yeah. It's a very refreshing beverage.
Or the John Daly, which you were talking about, which is, you know, lemonade, Jack Daniels, and iced tea.
Or just Jack Daniels.
That's right.
Yeah, and crazy pants and a Marlboro Red.
No, but going back to John Daly, like, that guy is not, like, he's a boomer. But, like, I didn't think that he would take over the internet like he did. Like, he just goes out, plays barefoot, hangs darts, drinks, and just goes to the ball, looks at it. I mean, I would love to play around with him because he plays quick. Yeah. I love ready golf, which you're familiar with that term. Like, doesn't matter if you got a birdie and I got a bogey on the hole. Who's ever up on the tee box, just tee it up and hit it. Just go.
Yeah.
Your honors. We're not on the tour, Dave.
Right, yeah.
Like, just hit the ball.
Just hit the ball and let's keep this thing moving. I got dinner tonight, you know? Like, let's move this thing along. So,
you guys in a hurry? No, we're just playing at a pace better than yours. Well, go ahead and play through then. Thank you.
Never see him again. And that guy, just go ahead and do it then. Okay, I will.
Somebody says, I thought Cody got kicked off being Drew's caddy.
Oh, maybe he did. I don't know.
See, if I was Drew, I'd want Alex to be my caddy, but he's got a little ginger back going on.
Yeah, he's got a sore back.
I would want
you to be the caddy because you play golf, right? Like, you actually know something about the game.
I wasn't asked. I don't want to make it about me.
That's fair. I got you. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you don't want to make things about you. I understand.
I would love to if Drew needs me.
Like, yeah.
I'd give him a little bit of advice. I'd go out there and we'd each play around together and be like, all right, so we remember this screen. It slopes to the right. It does this. But, yeah, it'd be fine. I hope Drew does well.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, him and Speck one-on-one, I don't know who wins. One's a lefty, one's a righty.
I'd like to see Drew qualify for the Masters.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
Like, what if that story were to happen? Like, he goes to the Corn Ferry Tour, shoots like a, you know, finishes like top 20. And like, hey, man, by the way, you did qualify for another play-in tournament.
Yeah.
And then we never see him again. And
I hope he does.
A year from now, we're like, here's the kid from Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Used to be a producer.
That'd be outstanding, man. I'd root for him all day long, man. Yeah,
absolutely.
Let's go. Like, I'd love him to do that. That's what you want to do. Get promoted, right? And that's what he can do.
That's how those stories start.
Yeah. Those are the great human interest stories that would captivate everybody. And then, you know, Tom Rinaldi can do a piece on you.
I mean, last year it was Will Shipley. Nobody knew who that was. He was an amateur that went to college. I think he went to Clemson. I think that's where he went to school. I believe, and he was the low amateur last year, so.
Good for him.
There will be a story that develops throughout the day. There'll be somebody that shoots, like, 8 under, and then, you know, the next thing you know, they'll shoot, like,
12 over.
Because if you play the morning tee times today, you'll play the evening tee times tomorrow, vice versa, whatever. But, yeah, it's.
No, that's what happens. Somebody does great today, and everybody gets excited about him, and then by Saturday, you don't even know who that guy was anymore, right?
Yeah, I'm interested to see how Angel Cabrera does.
Yeah, because coming out of jail, it's tough, you know? You didn't have a lot of time to work on your stroke in the pen.
I mean, he was stroking in the pen.
Well, but yeah, golf. It wasn't golf. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I wonder if he was gambling for SIGs. That guy's a dart slayer.
Oh, yeah. Good for him.
I mean, there's nothing better than to see somebody do something that, like, bucks the trend.
Oh, yeah, and then people get mad. I can't believe he's smoking. What are the children going to say? Well, tell your children not to smoke. I don't know.
Children are watching the Masters anyway.
He's not a role model here. I mean, my God. But you're doing it for the children.
Somebody says, would Rob Maloney make the Masters as they get his name shouted out once a day on the show?
Yeah, absolutely he would. Yeah, we talk about him on the leaderboard all day.
Speaking of the leaderboard, we will give you updates as it goes along, and that is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Yeah, well, there you go. I love the leaderboard. What I love last night is the NBA captivated me, and I'm not an NBA fan, and I think the NBA last night captivated a lot of people.
Seemed like an NBA fan the last couple days.
Well, it's the drama of the NBA that's good. I could care. I didn't. the basketball, I'd close my drapes if they were playing in my backyard. I've said that numerous times. I don't care about the sport. I think the sport's terrible, but
oh,
I'd love
to run outside.
I'd close the blinds and go upstairs, turn out the lights. Yeah, have fun. See you
later.
I
wouldn't care if it was Memphis versus, I guess Memphis is good. I wouldn't care if it was Charlotte versus Portland. I'd be out there like sitting cross-legged.
Sitting there watching it now. Me, I don't know. You're making too much noise.
One guy that went to IHOP and sat like
That's right. Remember that guy? He was a cheerleader back in the day.
That's right.
You made me lose my train of thought on that one, because that's a really good one right there. But it kind of captivated, because it was a great human interest story last night. And I think a lot of sports fans, you know, we get captivated by that kind of stuff. Seeing Luka return to Dallas last night, seeing him cry in the pregame stuff, seeing the way that the Anthony Davis LeBron stuff went down last night, like the drama that the NBA provides and the storylines that the NBA provides are just fantastic. I mean, there's so much drama in that sport. There's so much drama there compared to any other sport. Like, they do a great job of marketing their product off the court and keeping people engaged. It is a great soap opera. We talk about it with the NFL all the time. But last night, you saw that human emotion from Luka, man. You saw a guy who did not want to be traded from that team. He didn't care if they were any good or not. Like, he really wanted to be there. And you don't see many people in sports, players in sports, that want to be at a certain location, and then the team says, all right, see you later, you're gone. And then the emotion, 66 days after he was traded, that dude's still crying because he had to leave Dallas, man. I thought that was cool to see that last night.
And then dropped a 40-piece on him.
Yeah, 46 last night too, right?
Which, where were we?
Yeah, I don't know why. We overthought that. We all sat here.
I said it in the studio with you guys. Yeah. Luka for 30 tonight, and everyone's like, well.
No, I was like, yeah, it's a good
bet.
But
then we were like, he played last night.
Yeah, we like, played last night.
And got
night.
Ejected because he yelled at a fan. The That's referee like, made it about him.
And they rescinded that, which is good on the NBA.
That is good.
I mean, I know you still got kicked out of the game and all, but at least the NBA, you know, straightened that thing out and said, all right, we're going to rescind this technical foul. We made a mistake here.
Well, they should have done it in the game.
Well, of course.
Because you had, and I get it, everybody thinks LeBron's a crybaby, which, whatever your opinion of LeBron is, it is. But, like, you had four different players on the team be like, dude, he wasn't talking to you. He was talking to the fan.
Right.
First off, get that fan season tickets, because if you can distract an athlete of that caliber to get kicked out of a game without interfering other than your mouth, like,
I wonder what he said, man. He probably said something about his mom or something like that, right? Like, that's the one that gets you kind of going, isn't it?
I mean, have you seen Luka's mom?
Yeah.
Mm. Brioche.
Brioche for sure.
People forget. It's like, yeah, Luka's only 25. Yeah, his mom's like 38.
Dusty just crossed over to the old man stage. He's checking out the moms now instead of the sisters, right?
Yep. Yeah, Daddy, exactly. I've been there, man. You go to Target at 2 o'clock, go to clearance aisle over there, the arts and crafts section. Oh, I'm just getting a candle. Yeah, lilac. I think that smells good.
It's a good smelling candle.
Yeah, the NBA last night was awesome, though. Yeah, the Warriors lost on a buzzer beater to a team that was on their, who was used to be on their team, Harrison Barnes. And now they got knocked down to the play-in, so.
We're down to 1 to 2 games left.
Two to three, depending on
who's going to fire their coach with one game to go. Who's going to be the next one?
JJ Redick.
JJ Redick should get fired. But you know, and
he's
so
only coach of the year.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. Congratulations to him for that. But I was watching hockey as well last night because it was Rangers and Flyers, and John Davidson and Sam Rosen were doing their final game together, and they were the voices of the Rangers when I was growing up. So I flipped that on for a little nostalgia, and that was a lot of fun to see. You know, those two guys kind of back in the booth together. So there was a lot going on in sports last night in the arena leagues of sports. There was so much going on from the NBA. Hockey had, you know, their best foot forward as well last night. So I just thought it was a really good night just to kind of sit back and kind of consume some sports. Maybe you don't normally have the opportunity, you know, to consume. And I think, you know, everybody was kind of dialed in to see what was going to go on down there in Dallas. And then more conspiracy theories continue to flow and all that kind of stuff. And people get excited about that.
Does that annoy you about the NBA that a lot of people enjoy the drama more than the game? Because you're a big diehard NBA guy. Like, I'd say I'm like probably like 70% NBA fan, whereas you're probably 100. Do you find that annoying that like Stephen A and like the Luka drama? Cause like, I don't know.
It's frustrating some of it, but I also think it's good for the sport. Like, I like the drama aspect of it, but it's frustrating when like you see a SportsCenter page post 20 Bronny posts and post two posts about the Oklahoma City Thunder are the best team in the league. Yeah. It's like, all right, that sucks. But that's where it is.
Yeah,
that's where the sport's at.
But the Oklahoma City Thunder doesn't drive the needle. You know what drives the needle? Conflict. You know,
really, what
fighting.
Drives the needle is SportsCenter and people who post sports and have a million followers. They could put the Thunder in your face.
They
choose not to.
But they're not interesting, right? They're just not. I mean, I don't care that they're winning basketball games. It's not interesting at all for the casual fan. What's interesting is LeBron, drama, Luka, coaches getting fired. You know, look at what's the biggest story in the NFL right now? We're talking about Aaron Rodgers. That's drama. Yeah. We're talking about the draft of Shedeur Sanders slipping. It's all the off the court and off the field stuff that everybody can gravitate to, because not everybody sits down and has time to watch games every night. They just don't. But everybody has an opinion on drama, on off the court stuff. That's what drives the needle. That's what moves people forward. And that's what gets people listening, talking. And, you know, nobody's going to go and say, wow, did you see that game last night and the way Luka played? They're going to go, man, did you see the way Anthony Davis snubbed LeBron?
Of course.
Did you see the way that, you know, Luka came back and cried? Like, it's all that human emotion stuff that everybody can have a say on and a take on. Because for the most part, these games take place. You watch a couple of minutes here and a couple of minutes there. But the drama stuff just continues to roll and roll and roll. It's like TNT, we've got drama, right? They do in the NBA.
We'll keep covering with the Masters coverage as guys will tee off. We'll get to the inaugural tee off, which is, you know, Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, and not Freddie Couples. Why do I say Freddie? Gary Player. They'll tee off first. And once they do it, the official Masters has begun. We'll get into that. Plus, we'll talk a little bit more about what storylines I like about today's Masters event and much more here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back in to Fesco and Dusty. It's B-Dub.
Michael McDonald this morning.
If I hear Yamo be there one more time, I'm going to Yamo burn this place down. Get back on the floor and start selling TVs. Shout out 40-year-old virgin. Could have been me. Could be you. And all of us at the Fan Draft Party Thursday, April 24th. The Landing and Liberty starting at 6 p.m. Bink and Unicero.
10.
We'll be broadcasting live during the first round. Draft contest is back, baby. $965 worth of the prize, plus an autographed Juan Taylor helmet.
So you're getting cash and a helmet. That's nice, man.
Just don't jump too early. Because you get 1 point for every player drafted in the first round. 3 points if you get a right player on the right team. Sheep must be turned in to Steven Inspector prior to the first pick on the clock. And the whole entire fan staff will be in attendance at the Landing Liberty.
I thought it was Steve Inspector.
Steve Inspector?
Steve Inspector. Yeah. Either way.
Sorry, voice to text. No, don't apologize. That's the greatest name I've ever heard.
It's so good. It is
Steve
fantastic.
Steve Inspector.
Steve Inspector, yes.
Yeah, baby.
Hell yeah. Let's go.
Is today like one of the best days to grill? It's going to be like 80 degrees.
It's supposed to be nice now. Like going forward, I think today, you know, I'm going to go home after the show, and I think I'm going to put the outdoor area together for the summer.
Nice.
I think we're at that point in time now where I'm going to break it out. If I keep listening to my wife, I will do it over the week. We'll never get to it, right? So I've got the opportunity, before I become the Uber driver for the afternoon, I've got the opportunity to go out there and do that today. So I think I'm going to do that and get all the TVs set up outside, get ready, because spring has finally sprung, folks. And the weather yesterday was great. Today's supposed to be greater. Tomorrow's supposed to be the greatest of all time, weather-wise, and this weekend's supposed to be nice. So, yeah, I'm ready to go. And then you have the Masters on TV, which puts you in a great spot as well. Because there's nothing worse than watching the Masters and it's raining where you are, or it's still kind of cold or nasty. Like, you've been there before.
Oh, yeah.
You get that azalea bush showing up there in Augusta, and you're like, I just want warmth. And now we've got it, man. Get outside and enjoy the hell out of the day.
No doubt. And you get the Royals at, 1 o'clock today?
Get a little day game after a night game. Going to be very difficult for everybody to show back up to the ballpark, you know, with the day game after a night game. But, yeah, a lot of good stuff going on, man. It's a good time of year.
You get Michael Wacha on the mound today.
Wacha.
Yeah, you get Wacha on the mound at 1:10. Vern at 12 o'clock.
So very nice.
Short show for Cody and Golden Drew, and then obviously short show for the drive as well. But the Royals and Twins in action for the final game of the 4-game series.
It is the finale.
That's right. And then it's off to Cleveland when it gets really interesting to see how that series goes the way it ended. But speaking of interesting, Shedeur Sanders. Man, he's kind of like the pre-drama of the NFL, like Aaron Rodgers. Like, we're always wanting to know where Aaron Rodgers is going to go, what's he going to do next. Shador's kind of been that way the entire time, right? We go back to when he had three different baseball caps on his his backpack, and everyone's like, what's this mean? Oh, he's dropped in the draft. He's going to go to the Raiders. He's going to go to the Giants. He's going to fall out of the top 10. And now, you know, we look at Shador's, you know, draft stock, and it just continues to, like, move And of course, today he's visiting Pittsburgh.
Right.
Pittsburgh. So now him and Aaron Rodgers are together in a conversation.
Right. Which is, I mean, I think it's outstanding. And one of the great things about this whole Shedeur Sanders thing is watching what people are saying about him right now. And a lot of it's negative. And that's usually what happens at this time of year with the draft. We start digging up negative stories and negative things. Like last week, and I even saw it again yesterday, he pats the ball. Like this is some of the dumbest stuff I've ever heard. He's patting the ball and that's delaying and all this. So this is what we're knocking. Nobody mentioned patting the ball until April 1st with Shedeur Sanders. Like it's some fool's joke or something like that. So, you know, people are looking for the dirt. They're looking for ways to say he's not going to be a good player. I saw an unnamed executive in the NFC say he's a marginal quarterback at best to ESPN. And so you don't really know what to believe at this time because it is kind of the silly season. And there's a lot of people out there that just flat out lie so they can throw other teams off the scent. And people think, oh, nobody's interested in Shedeur Sanders. And so maybe he'll fall and we'll get him in the later rounds. The Pittsburgh thing is really interesting to me because I don't know that he's going to fall all the way to where the Steelers are drafting, where they at 21 or something like that. Like,
yep.
I don't know that he's going to fall all the way to 21. So there may be a trade involved, but I think the Steelers could be a really good spot for Shedeur Sanders with a veteran head coach, the possibility of having Aaron Rodgers so you don't have to start right away, and the team, not the quarterback, but the team can groom Shedeur Sanders to get him where he needs to go in a year or two because Aaron Rodgers ain't going to have no part of that. Mm. And so you get the opportunity to kind of sit Shedeur for a year or two, groom him into the NFL while sure. Aaron Rodgers, you know, does his narcissistic thing, and then you have the opportunity for him to play with a good head coach. I think it would be a really nice spot for
Shedeur. I throw this out there too because you know how like, I don't know. You have kids. You would want your kid to go to the best possible situation.
Absolutely.
Or somebody that's similar. Like you would think that there's some similarities between Tomlin and Deion. Like I know that Deion's more flamboyant, more arrogant, more flashy, mm-hmm. but kind of has that same sort of like the same sort of roots when it comes to like how you address your team. Like
right.
These are men. They're going to figure it out. We don't have time for this, you know, baby back, you know, BS stuff.
Right.
And kind of the same with Deion. Like he's out there like, hey man, y'all going to be players, like your dogs, your captains, your leaders, whatever it is. And I think that like, if Deion's like, my kid's going to go play under Mike Tomlin. Cool with that.
Yeah.
I don't need to worry about that. Whereas like, you know, my kid's going to go play under that Duval guy.
Yeah.
We got some issues.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, you're a little bit more, you know, on the spectrum when it comes to like wondering what's going to happen, how he's going to coach your son.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like, I feel like if Shedeur were to go to Mike Tomlin, Deion would be like, Matt.
I'm good with that, yeah. right? Like, put yourself in the shoes of Deion Sanders as a parent, because that's what Deion is at the end of the day. He's a dad, right? And as a dad, as you mentioned, you want what's best for your kids. You want them in the best possible situations. It's your job as a parent to put them there. And if you're Deion Sanders, you know the inner workings of the NFL. You know how this league goes, right? You know everything there is to know about this league. As a parent, how many coaches would you be comfortable for your child to go play for in the NFL, knowing that he's going to get the opportunity to not be saddled with a coach that's going to fail and be fired? And as we see over the years, how it goes in the NFL, you know, with quarterbacks and coaches in this league. If you're Deion, how many coaches are truly out there that you say, yeah, I'm comfortable with my kid playing for that guy? I think all four AFC West coaches make the list. I obviously think Mike Tomlin makes the list. John Harbaugh makes the list for me. And there's not many other situations with head coaches as a dad where I would feel comfortable sending my kid knowing he was going to be set up for success. And so from a Deion standpoint, that's what he's kind of looking out for. I want my kid to go to a situation where he's going to be able to have success and not have to be, you know, this guy who's going to go in 1 year and have coach A, the next year have coach B, and then they're going to get rid of that guy and it's going to be coach C. Like if you're Deion, you want your kid to go into a situation where it's going to be successful. And there just aren't many of those in the NFL, right? Because head coaches change constantly. There's about six as a coach where I would, or as a father, where I would feel comfortable sending my son to be the next quarterback.
And the reason you have this conversation is you don't get this a whole lot where like a dad and son just were on the same, you know, team and
yeah.
one's going to the league and one's an actual like high profile coach. So, I mean, it's kind of an anomaly to see this in the world of sports where mm-hmm. like a high profiled athlete and a high profile coach are now going to split. And now his career is going to go this way. And like, how's Deion going to be now that his son's not in Colorado? Like, is he going to be a better coach?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he going to be less of a coach? Again, I don't know. But it would be interesting to see what happens because somebody in the text line brings up another good point. Like McVay would be one of those guys.
Yeah,
where like
McVay. I'll put McVay. Sure,
yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah, I think yeah. we could add yep. a few more yeah. to your list.
Go
I think
ahead.
There's
Who?
More than you think. I think Kyle Shanahan. I don't know if you'd put him, but Matt LaFleur. I think Kevin O'Connell.
Dan Campbell.
I think there's a few more. but I think probably like 10 to 12.
I'm iffy on Dan Campbell right now after losing both coordinators. Like, you know, last year with both coordinators, it was great. They did good things. They lose both coordinators. I'm kind of now in that, I don't want to call it purgatory with Dan Campbell. I like him, but how much of what he was able to do is because of that staff and they were all together and they had that chemistry. I think the jury may be out a little bit this year on Dan Campbell, because if they take a step back, right, and they don't do good things, everybody's going to go, man, with all the coordinators, you had nothing to do with that. And then Dan Campbell's going to be on the hot seat after this season. So I think it's a big year for Dan Campbell.
Yeah, big year for Jared Goff, too, in that sense.
Sure.
Yeah. It's also for the franchise itself. This is year four, right? This is year four of the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The NFL, you get 4 years, and then we'll see what you do after that to see if you can stay relevant. Buffalo's done a nice job of it. Kansas City obviously has exceeded expectations beyond belief. But this is like year four of Detroit, right? Like, fall real short in the first run, NFC championship game, obviously going for it on all that. And then last year,
step back,
you know, and then now it's this year. You've lost your two coordinators in Aaron Glenn and in Ben Johnson. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, okay, you don't have the backbone of your coordinators, but you're obviously a guy in Dan Campbell who I still trust. Like, now they were to start off like 0-3, I'd be like, I'd be in that purgatory area that you are. But again, like, man, that division, you know, it didn't get any weaker, I don't think. I mean, it got stronger, if anything, right?
You're going to have to pay Gibbs. You're going to have to pay Hutchinson. You're going to have to, like, these guys are all in rookie deals.
Yeah, like, it's coming. It's coming fast for the Tigers, or the Lions, I mean, really.
Bears, oh my.
And the Bears and everybody. Yeah, right. Like they got a lot of work to do. Like,
this is
a big year. And I don't mean that negativity towards Dan Campbell at all. I mean, I think this is a questionable year for Dan Campbell. I mean, like, if it's Andy Reid and he loses his coordinator, so what? It's Andy Reid, right? He's got a 20-year track record in the NFL. Mike Tomlin, John Harbaugh, some of these guys that have been around forever and a day, they just kind of move on, they figure things out. This is Dan Campbell's really first rodeo, losing the two biggest coaches on his staff. How does he replace them? How do they do? How do they gel? Is it seamless? If it's seamless, great, then Dan Campbell is one of those guys. But if they take a step back, then I don't know if Dan Campbell is one of those guys. Because then you mentioned, now contracts are coming due for everybody.
It, to your point with the Shedeur Sanders thing and Deion, his dad, you know, dad finding a coach for him. You mentioned six. Let's say there's 10. Mm-hmm. How many of those coaches need a quarterback? One or two?
Yeah, that's the other thing. Usually good coaches don't need a quarterback, exactly. Right? Yeah. Because they're good for a reason. They've got the quarterback out there, right? The teams that need the quarterback have Callahan as their head coach, have Duvall as their head coach, have Schottenheimer as their head coach.
Ugh.
Speaking of head coaches, one former head coach comped, used to be a local kid. Then he went to the Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
This is John Gruden on Will Howard.
Now, you're a big dual threat quarterback, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what you are?
Damn right.
Hell, who is this?
Josh Allen, man.
No, it's not. It's the MVP of the league,
MVP,
man.
MVP Josh Allen.
What is? He's a real big dual threat now. Mm-hmm. But when I look at Joshua Allen, he went to the combine. What was he?
6'4".
What are you?
6'4".
How much did he weigh?
It's 237.
You guys are the same size, man.
Yeah, man.
So that's how big a guy you are.
Yeah.
26 career rushing touchdowns. You had an 80-yard touchdown run. 71. That's like Saquon Howard.
Okay. I mean, I will say this is where Gruden thrives.
I mean, that's so good, though. If you're not hyped up after, like, I'm like, draft Will Howard now.
Exactly.
I love Will Howard's confidence, too. He's like, damn right.
Now, you're a big dual threat quarterback, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what you are?
Damn right.
Let's go. But that's good for Will Howard to show that, man, because teams are watching this. Let's not kid ourselves. Teams are watching this Gruden interview. They've been doing it for years. And Gruden put him in a great light yesterday by comparing him to Josh Allen. Now, comma, the pressure doesn't need to be there for Will Howard, because whoever drafts Will Howard, and he will get picked, he's probably, what, a third to fifth round draft
I would
pick
say
somewhere
so.
in that realm, right? Whoever drafts that guy, whether it be Cincinnati or, I mean, the St. Louis Bengals or Dallas, whoever drafts that guy, right? Whoever picks that guy, now all the fan base is going to be saying, well, he's the next Josh Allen. Mm. He needs to get out there.
It's true.
And that's just not the case. That's unfair pressure, if you will, for Will Howard. But also for Will Howard, now you go, all right, I got the belief of John Gruden. Maybe I will go be Josh Allen. F it.
And this is a great draft to be Will Howard.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean,
100%.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, let's take a flyer.
Yep.
You know, what's the gap between, honestly, real honesty here, what's the gap between Shedeur Sanders and Will Howard? Not much.
Not as big as people want to make it.
No, right? Somebody will say, well, Will Howard will go in like the third or fourth round. Shedeur will be a top five pick. Cool.
Shedeur had the hype train. Shedeur has Deion. Everything, right? Everything. Will Howard was just a guy that, you know, switched schools, went from K-State to Ohio State. won a national championship. Yep. Can't take that away from him. And he had a really good season. He did. He was a really good quarterback. And Gruden's right about the running thing. I mean, you picture Will Howard. It's not a lot of his throws that you're thinking about. You're thinking about some of the big runs that he had for the for my Buckeyes, right? Like, those are the things that you're thinking about with Will Howard. I'd love to see what he can do in the NFL. I mean, yeah. Just because you're a third-round pick as a quarterback doesn't mean you can't start. Has been the case in the last 20 years or so. You have to be a first-round pick to have that talent. But he may be one of these guys that just kind of gets lost in the shuffle a little bit.
Who are the top five quarterbacks? Mahomes?
Yeah.
Allen? Burrow? Lamar?
Yeah.
Hurts?
Yeah. Yeah, the fifth gets tough. Hurts, right? Good. Yep, yeah. Fine with that.
Four out of those five run. Whether you like it or not, they run. Mahomes runs.
Mm-hmm.
Howard's a runner. You know, get with the times or get lost, man.
But it's a different style of running than what, like, if you would have said years ago, running quarterback, we'd have thought Randall Cunningham or Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick, guys like that, that were dynamic runners. I think all of these guys that you mentioned are smart, heady runners. Okay. They know how to run. They know how to get the first down, and they know how to not get hit.
Like, Lamar runs, like, that's like, we could say that Lamar's legs are over his arm because they're just so innovative. They're so... Yeah. You know, impromptu when it comes to like, hey, I'm at, it's like, you, it could be four, it could be third and, you know, seven, and Lamar could, you know, hit Mark Andrews if he catches it or not. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Or Lamar takes off for 40 yards.
Right. Yeah.
Josh Allen's the same way. Third and two, anytime he plays the Chiefs, you know Josh Allen's going to run. Will he get the first down? I don't know. Mahomes?
Well, no, now because it's got a laser in the ball.
I would say two of Mahomes' top five biggest plays in his career are runs.
No doubt.
The Philadelphia Super Bowl run. Yep. And the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, that's it.
And we've seen him make miraculous throws. Again, I'm not out here saying that Mahomes is a run-first quarterback, but a lot of people, imagine not being a Chiefs fan when it's third and 12 and Mahomes takes off with that dad run down the sideline. Like, damn it, dude, yeah, he always does
back-breaking. It's back-breaking. I used to tell people all the time when Mahomes was in that rookie year or the second year, I go, pretend you're a fan of the other team and watch the game over again and feel this sickness in your stomach when you see Patrick Mahomes get 3 yards on third and two when everybody's covered and there's nowhere to go and he sneaks out and goes. I think Alex Smith was one of the best running quarterbacks in the NFL because he was smart about it. He understood how to run. He knew when to run and he picked up a first down every time. And that's what Patrick Mahomes did. Like, if the biggest thing that Alex Smith gives Patrick Mahomes is the knowledge of how to run with the football at the quarterback position, that's something unbelievable because Patrick Mahomes is very much like Alex Smith when he runs the football. You don't see stupid runs. You don't see him, you know, risk his body. You don't see him do dumb things unless it's in the Super Bowl or the postseason. But when Patrick Mahomes tucks that ball, and as you mentioned, the dad run, because that's kind of what it is, right? You see him kind of tiptoe down the sideline. It's a backbreaker. Every time he runs with the football past the line of scrimmage, he picks up that first down and breaks the back of the opposition. And that's so cool to see. You just watch the opponent melt. They think you have it done. They think they have you stopped. And then Patrick Mahomes gets out there. And if Will Howard can be that type of quarterback, like a Josh Allen in the NFL, that dude's going to have a long career, man.
And the good thing with him is, like, he could get drafted to a team who's ready. He could sit for 2 years behind a competent player and go to one of those 10 coaches that we mentioned and have some sort of system to be under.
No doubt about it. You want to see Bob get pissed?
Yes.
You think media members are out to get athletes?
No.
Okay. Why not?
Because they're not. Because most media members want to be friends with the athletes, and they got other things to do, like their job. PR staffs of teams plant these seeds that the media is out to get the athlete. And that's not the case at all. The media is there to do a job. And we saw this hot take culture yesterday come up in Major League Baseball where you have Adam Ottavino, who was designated for assignment twice in 1 week by the same team, which is very, very hard to do. He claims that the media is out to get people and out to get the athlete. And he says this, well, the first thing is the veteran guy's trying to basically saying to not tell them anything, Ottavino said when he asked what you're supposed to say to the media, to be very wary, and that's going to be somebody trying to get you. Nobody's trying to get you in the media. Have you ever been somewhere where somebody was trying to get somebody in the locker room? Very rare does
here.
Something like that happen.
There's a reporter that came after Tyreek and his grammar.
Oh, okay.
And they're no longer here.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the only time I've ever really seen like an unnecessary media shot.
Right.
And, you know, they complained about commas.
Uh-huh.
But that's like the only thing I've ever seen
right. That
really is like kind of in there. I will say the best opportunity of media members get is what you guys don't get to hear. Like the off the record stuff is great.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's why like I've always had like I've been a rah-rah guy for a Danny Duffy because, right, like, in his locker, there was a Kobe jersey. Obviously, an L.A. kid, yeah, loves the Lakers. And I would just walk by and be like, yeah, when do you wear that Kobe jersey? Game day. And I just, phone in my pocket, let's talk about the Lakers. And it was like, you know, the other one I had, Richard Sherman, after they played the Chiefs or the Niners, talked to Richard Sherman off the record for like 5 minutes. Cool dude. Great guy. But right away, he's like, yeah, we can talk, but I don't want to be recorded. And I was like, fine.
Yeah.
And they have that right, right? Like, they don't have to be recorded. Like, you could talk to them, and then all of a sudden, you get those relationships. You build those relationships. But yeah, I would never go out of my way to try to set somebody up.
Right.
Now, I have almost got punched in the face by Yadier Molina, but that's because he was just an ass.
Right.
Like, but I wasn't trying to set him up. I was just trying to get answers.
Right.
And yeah, I've been around guys that ask questions. I've never seemed or thought that somebody's out to get them. If you are, you'll know right away, because then they'll be like, yeah, they won't answer your question. They'll just move on.
Right. Yeah.
Like, exactly. There's times where, like, people try to ask Andy Reid stuff. He's like, yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Right.
And exactly. It's brushed off.
Yeah.
Like, there are subtle hints at when they don't like a certain way that a guy will push a narrative,
mm-hmm,
which I don't think they intently, I don't think they have intent to go out there and do that. But I think there are times where, like, they can get in the mucky water of, you know, maybe misusing a quote or something like that, but it's rare.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now, like, I don't speak for everybody, but we're not out to get athletes.
No.
We're not out to do that. We just, you know, we're in your world. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is what it is. So,
but there also has to be the reciprocal treatment as well. You have to treat the media with respect if you are an athlete, because it's human being versus human being as well. Not versus, but, you know, it's human being and human being. But these teams, and I would say just about all of these teams, tell their players, be careful what you say to the media. They're out to get you. And that couldn't be further from the truth. And I hate the fact that these PR staffs do it. But this story kind of stemmed because Adam Ottavino was talking about the hot take culture of ESPN. And he says, I think it definitely leaks into your confidence to the point where I know a lot of guys, as the season wears on, they feel more comfortable on the road, because at home they feel like whatever they read on X or whatever is basically like the opinion of their home team fans. So even if it's not true, they're feeling like they're playing in a negative environment. Ugh. And they don't want to be looked at even worse. And that stuff starts to creep in. If you're a professional athlete and you're affected by what's going on X and social media, you're not tough enough to be a professional athlete.
Fair point. Speaking of athletes, we talk about this on the other side. It's called a bucket list. You're familiar with that is, right? Not your top 10 buckets, because number one is the Home Depot paint bucket. But your bucket list for sporting events.
Well, I like the Menards bucket.
Yeah.
Beer bucket.
You can save big money at Menards. But no, it's a great one.
That is a good bucket.
Why are we not doing best buckets?
Maloney's does a great bucket on Saturdays. Bucket of beers.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Can get at Maloney's. Yeah.
Of course.
And mushrooms. Not the ones that make you see things. But no, coming up on the other side, 913-586-7965. It is a Masters Thursday. It has officially begun. You know where my bucket list goes, but I've got another one that might be a little bit interesting. We dive into that on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah, you can find me in the club today. That club called Club Patio.
The golf club.
Yep. There's 14 of them behind me. You see?
You keep a lot of clubs in your bag there, huh?
And you got to have that many, man.
Tell you what, man.
You want me to give you a lesson over every club and how you use it?
Nope.
Where you use it?
No, okay. We're good. No, we can move on from that, you know.
Come on.
That's on the podcast later on today.
Exactly. That's not fun. Yeah. Masters hat, Masters shirt, no underwear.
That's good.
Nice. Random. Got the putting green in here as well.
So I had a no underwear stage.
What happened?
Gravity.
Got older and yeah. Had to package those boys.
One time
up.
You had an accident, you're like, ah!
Oh my God.
Yeah. The tease is always better than the payoff, as you know. So
yeah. You gotta cover that eggplant.
You do. Oh.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
You don't want to slice the eggplant the wrong way. Oh.
Welcome to your Thursday. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm loving it.
They have officially teed off at the Masters, and we will give you scoreboard updates throughout the day. And that scoreboard is brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views.
Congratulations, Russell Henley is in the lead right now.
He's not even teed off yet.
Oh, hasn't been. Okay.
I don't know if I could watch a golf tournament with you, but I think I would, because I think I would just like, I would suffocate you in the garage before we left. And then I'd be like, all right, let's just everything that you watch, just I'm going to record it. And I just want to see what it would take hours of editing, but it might be worth it.
It may be, yeah.
It's like to see a guy come up like Sepp Straka.
Who?
Yeah, and then just to hear what you think his origin story is.
Yeah.
This guy's from Russia. He put it on ice. That's how he trained for the Masters.
I like that, man. If you can put on ice, you can put on the Masters greens, right?
Pretty much.
I mean,
and
so
you can break 100.
Yeah, absolutely. Sergio Garcia's up. He's on his second shot on the number one fairway, and he drives one deep to left, and that's going to hit some greenery.
No, he teased on the other side. What would be your biggest bucket list sporting event?
Yeah, I've got two that I've always wanted to go to. And I guess it is location, but I've always wanted to go. My dad and I have talked about this for years. And there was a pitcher for the Royals back in the day who was going to take me. And I'm drawing a blank on his name. Chad Durbin was the gentleman's name who pitched for the Royals back in the day. We had talked about doing this at one point in time. Mm-hmm. An LSU night game. Have either of you guys been to Death Valley at night for a football game? You were an SEC guy.
No, I didn't get to go.
Did you? But you wanted to, right?
Of course. Yeah.
I think for me, like, you know, I've been very fortunate. I've done the Super Bowl. I've done the World Series. I've done the Final Four and the National Championship game and all that kind of stuff. And I've covered the NBA postseason. But for me, I would love to go to a Saturday night game in October at LSU, and then hear Baton Rouge being played by Garth Brooks, the whole stadium rocking.
Awesome.
Like, I think it's the best atmosphere in college sports to see a night game at LSU. And so that's something that's definitely number one on my bucket list. And then the other thing that's on my bucket list, Ohio State, Michigan, man.
That's a great one.
I want to go Ohio State, Michigan. I want to see that game.
In the Horseshoe.
You know, obviously I'd like to go to the Horseshoe being a Buckeye and all, but I wouldn't turn down the Big House either. You know, my wife has always liked Michigan since the time she was a kid and whatnot. And, you know, I would
Opposites attract, exactly.
Right. So I would like to go to both places to see a game, but if I only had to pick one, I'd go to Ohio State. I think that would be cool, man. Just the pageantry, the crowd, the excitement, the intensity of those games. Like, I've never really been to a big time college football game. And so that's why those two things are on my bucket list.
Is there a difference between Ohio State and the Ohio State?
Yes, big difference. One is capitalized. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mac, what's your bucket list?
NBA courtside for any game, but I mean, obviously, like, a finals would be amazing.
Sit next to Larry David in the Lakers-Celtics finals?
Incredible. Yes, absolutely. And then the Masters, honestly, man.
Would you rather sit next to Larry David courtside of Lakers-Celtics finals in L.A. or sit four rows back next to Bill Simmons? At Boston.
Yep.
Simmons?
Next to Bill Simmons, four rows back. Absolutely.
Larry David is question. Yeah.
Although I feel like I'd be like Chris Farley interviewing Larry David, and he would just get annoyed.
Oh, he'd leave.
I'd be that way with Bill Simmons. Yeah, he would leave.
Larry
yeah.
David would go take a leak and never come back. Yeah. I'm done with this guy.
This guy next season.
And then you'd be a whole episode of Curb, you know, where they go to a
worth
game.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely worth it.
Remember that time you're in the carpool lane and like you got a guy off of like murder because they found you in the documentary. Great documentary, by the way.
Have you watched it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You did. Yeah.
For sure.
It's fantastic.
I watched it probably like 6 months ago.
I mean, it's like 30 minutes. It's not that long, right?
It
just moves fast. And it's like, yeah, they saved this guy from going to jail. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
Remember that time you worked with Jerry Seinfeld? Remember that? That was awesome, man.
Remember that time that guy took your shrimp? You realize none of this really happened. Oh, you could have fooled me. Like that one time where you went into the Palestinian restaurant. Yeah. You threw Marty Funkhauser's yarmulke on the ground. Larry, you don't do that.
Oh, man. It's actually a pretty good Funkhauser.
I know a white lily.
I like Marty Funkhauser. They also have a documentary on him on HBO and Max, and it's really good,
too. I didn't know that one of his best friends was Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a guy I wish was back.
I know. I do, too. Norm MacDonald was great. O.J. Simpson, murderer!
Yeah. Boy, the Yankees got killed today when they played the Red Sox in Fenway. Speaking of people that got killed, O.J. Simpson killed his ex-wife.
I mean, he was ruthless on O.J. It should have been.
Gosh, he might be number one on Weekend Update for me.
Oh, yeah.
These two cats doing it now, though, are pretty damn good. Michael Kay and
Yost, is that his
Colin,
name?
Colin Jost
is doing
Jost.
Weekend Update now? That's where he went after he left spring training?
Colin Jost, pretty good looking, but his humor got his wife, Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Must be nice. Bucket list for me is obviously I would love to go to the Masters. I mean, that's there. I'm probably going to, you know, capitalize on a bucket list would be the Ryder Cup.
Mm-hmm.
We got to. And then the other one for me is I would love nothing more than to go watch the Manchester Derby.
Yeah.
And see Man U versus Man City.
EPL games on my list,
dude.
Too. Yeah.
I would love nothing more than that because I obviously grew up watching the movie Green Street Hooligans. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it.
I have not. No.
Elijah Wood is in it, Frodo. And then do you ever watch Sons of Anarchy? Jax Teller. Mm-hmm. I forget what his real name is in real life. But he's in it and he plays Pete. So basically what it is kid from New York is a writer and he has to go as a local kid in like an English Premier League game, right? I think it's either Tottenham or something like that is who he's.
Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah, and so he has to go and blend in. Well, word gets out that there's a Yankee in Britain, and they're trying to figure out who it is. But the other thing about it is, before the EPL games, there's like gangs, right? Like they come together and they fight, and it's a really good movie. But yeah, watching that, and then obviously playing FIFA like all through college to like make money for the bars. EPL game bucket list would be up there for sure.
Does it matter who? Because you and I were talking about this yesterday. I was telling you, Ryan from Cactus and I were talking about going and watching Nottingham Forest one time play, just to be in that atmosphere, right? And to see what something like that is. For me, I don't know that I necessarily care, though, what team it is. I just want to experience one of those games.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the example I gave you. It's like people in England that go see like the Jags play the Cardinals.
And I'd love to do that over there, too. I'd love to go watch the Chiefs overseas. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Might be able to go to Australia and see the Chiefs play whoever over there sometime.
Christmas.
That'd be awesome. Because I think their winters are summers. Yeah. Vice versa. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. Somebody from the 913 says Wisconsin home game. Great. To be a part of the jump around.
It's awesome. I got to do that about 20-something years ago. I did that, and that was really cool.
Charlie Hunman. That's the guy's name. Thank you to the 913. Virginia Tech night game. Enter Sandman.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be sick.
Nice. That is cool, too. Yeah, that is really awesome.
I think Rocky Top would be sick.
Rocky Top would be fun as well. Man. Yeah.
You've done it, so must be nice.
Goosebumps, bro.
Those moments where the whole stadium singing and doing movie. That kind of and moving.
Oh, yeah. Moving. Yes, dude. It's right. 100,000 plus people. It's pretty crazy.
When Heupel got them back up, like I think it was like 2 years ago, they were on College Game Day. I forget who they were playing, but it was a night game. And they're like, which is perfect announcing. LeFevre's like the greatest at this, where they just turn their mic off and let the atmosphere speak.
Yes. Right. Like after HUD says something.
Yeah. And we'll get into that. But like, it's funny because like I was watching that game and it was College Game Day. I'm a little, lubed up from the day in the afternoon. And they're like, and we'll let Rocky Top take it away. And they just started playing the song and it went dark and all the orange lights went on and everybody's moving. I'm like, this looks like an actual like liquid fan base because it was just like up and down. And then like the players come out and you're like,
got goosebumps.
I'm
not a Tennessee fan, but damn, I'm here, baby. Like,
and that's why the LSU thing for me would be awesome. Sure. I'm not an LSU fan at all, but I mean, if you hear Baton Rouge playing and everybody's singing and dancing and doing the whole thing, I mean, God, that's cool.
It's badass. Yeah, leads until I die. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. Yeah, there's a Green Street Hooligans. There's a movie for you when we start doing that in May, which, by the way, we're coming up to that as well.
Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm. Coming over to the other side, I want to compare Rex Hudler to Charles Barkley. You might say, what? But I'll explain why on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Five, the Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill it deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.